Yeah, hey, Correa. Question that I had, the quarterback position pretty well protected in practice to begin with, but then you add in this pandemic and everything. How has practice changed for you and the rest of the quarterbacks at SIU?
So, I mean, there hasn't been a lot of change as far as us goes. I mean, when you have all these conversations and, you know, the conversations within the team, it's hard to show your perspective on it as being a quarterback where it's not, you're not really in contact with anybody for the majority of practice. So your concerns are a little bit different than everybody else's concerns. And, you know, those conversations that are brought up, you really don't have that much say-so as far as that. But, you know, from the standpoint of just playing the quarterback position, obviously, you know, we had to adapt and change a little bit of things going in our first two practices. You know, obviously it was just 7-on-7 at Skelly, and there was no 11-on-11 competition. But, you know, once we started going into that, you know, you feel like it's more real football. But, you know, I think it's just going to be fluid throughout the whole year. But I definitely think probably the biggest thing, though, is probably I've never worn a visor before. And all the quarterbacks have to wear visors, and as well as that face covering within our helmet. The only thing I see is sometimes it's a little bit harder to communicate with guys just when you have all that covering your mouth, and, you know, you feel like you need to yell a little bit more, as well as it gets a little bit foggy sometimes. But other than that, I felt like I've gotten used to it now, and I definitely think that, you know, the more and more that you're in the season, the less and less you think about it.
Yeah, funny that you bring that up because that was going to be my next question. The visor, how does that affect your visibility when you're looking downfield for a pass or maybe a running lane? Does that affect it at all?
I mean, it just depends on the day. I remember our second day, we had a little bit of bad weather. And with that, with the rain and just being a little bit colder, it was definitely fogging up a lot more, and then obviously the rain going onto the shield and everything, making it harder to see. So you just had to take a little bit of time to, you know, wipe that off and everything. Now, like, I mean, that's the only thing is, you know, going into a game, you can't take time to just obviously stop the play and wipe off your shield and everything in order to see. But I don't really see a lot of problems when it's like a perfect day like today. Yesterday, I felt really comfortable with it. Breathing-wise, I mean, obviously we're not running as much as receivers or defensive backs, so I don't feel like I'm having a hard time breathing at all either. And I know that even if you talk to a lot of the receivers and skilled positions, they don't either, but it definitely feels just a little bit different. And then on bad weather days, that's the only thing I'm curious about with, you know, when the weather goes down, how is it going to be with coverings and everything and just the visibility aspect. But as far as right now, I haven't really had that much problem.
You know, the word was used at the end of the season. The word was snubbed. How much has that been talked about when you look at the playoffs and wanting to get back there? How much was it a point of topic for the team and the roster during the offseason? Has it been the main driving force, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, so like with this year, this has been kind of three different phases. I mean, you look back in January and going to our fifth practice in the spring, I mean, life was pretty normal. So like the only emphasis that we were ever even talking about was making the playoffs. And looking back on when we sat in the gym and our name wasn't called, we had the date on the back of our shirts going into winter workouts as well. And then you go into, you know, obviously the whole thing with the pandemic and everything, and you know, obviously conversations linger on to that as well as social justice issues and just, you know, the conversation wasn't really on making the playoffs at that point and more so just training and, you know, talking about some of those conversations that you see within the world. And then now, you know, obviously going back into full swing of things and camp and just trying to figure out what we have on the schedule and everything and taking everything day by day. Definitely it's starting to come back again, like, you know, keep the main thing. And obviously the main thing this year was making the playoffs for the first time in a long time and, you know, being a part of history, which I feel like our team can be. And I feel like we have a great group of guys all around that, and as well as the coaching staff, that I feel like we have all the pieces in place to have a special season.
Avante a big part of the offense last season. Now Dante, his twin, joining this season. Do the similarities stop at the looks?
I mean, there's a lot of similarities with them. You know, I credit just their whole mental approach on the game. They're very tough-minded, and obviously they've had their bumps in the road as well as, you know, with me and changing schools and, you know, being transferred college football players and everything. But, you know, there's a lot of similarities based off of just size and speed and quickness and everything. But I think the biggest thing that I appreciate, just being a bigger brother from my end with my younger brother, is just seeing how Avante is with Deontay. And I think that, you know, Avante definitely took him under his wing, and you just see that the brother dynamic in that. And whenever you get a chance to see that and, like, just look at that from my point of view, just having a younger brother as well in college football, it's something that you really appreciate.
Thanks a lot, Corey.
No problem.